Blackstone Audio presents Steel and Other Stories by Richard Matheson. Steel. The two men came out of the station rolling a covered object. They rolled it along the platform until they reached the middle of the train, then grunted as they lifted it up the steps, the sweat running down their bodies. One of its wheels fell off and bounced down the metal steps, and a man coming up behind them picked it up and handed it to the man who was wearing a rumpled brown suit. "Thanks," said the man in the brown suit, and he put the wheel in his side coat pocket. Inside the car, the men pushed the covered object down the aisle. With one of its wheels off, it was lopsided, and the man in the brown suit, his name was Kelly, had to keep his shoulder braced against it to keep it from toppling over. He breathed heavily and licked away tiny balls of sweat that kept forming over his upper lip. When they reached the middle of the car, the man in the wrinkled blue suit pushed forward one of the seat backs, so there were four seats, two facing two. Then the two men pushed the covered object between the seats, and Kelly reached through a slit in the covering and felt around until he found the right button. The covered object sat down heavily on a seat by the window.
"Oh, God, listen to him squeak," said Kelly.
The other man, Paul, shrugged and sat down with a sigh.
"What did you expect?" he asked.
Kelly was pulling off his suit coat. He dropped it down on the opposite seat and sat down beside the covered object.
"Well, we'll get him some of that stuff soon's we're paid off," he said worriedly.
"If we can find some," said Paul, who was almost as thin as one. He sat slumped back against the hot seat, watching Kelly mop at his sweaty cheeks.